Hare Krishna. Detachment from results comes best by attachment to something bigger than the results. One of the most oft quoted verses in the Bhagavad Gita is Karmendeva Adhikaraste Ma Paleshu Kadachana Ma Karma Pala Heturbhur Ma Te Sangostva Karmani. So here Krishna says, Karmanne Vadhikaraste. You have a right to do your work. Ma Faleshu Kadachana. Certainly you do not have a right to the results. Ma Karma Pala Heturbhur. And further, he says, do not think yourself to be the cause of the result. Ma Te Sangostva Karmani. And don't be attached to not doing the work either. So here, what does this verse actually mean? How can we work without being concerned about the result? So, for example, if say somebody is cooking, then should that person not be concerned about how the food is cooked, how much the spicing, the salt, the sugar, whatever are the appropriate ingredients, whether they are put properly or not? Should one be unconcerned about it at all, entirely negligent? If we see, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna, and Arjuna himself was concerned about the results. And Arjuna was a champion archer, and he became a champion archer by practicing relentlessly. And practicing means, and that it is not that he is just shooting arrows in the air here and there, anywhere, without being concerned where the arrow goes. No, he became a champion archer by systematically striving to hit the bullseye, to hit the target again and again and again. So, certainly, when Arjuna was shooting his arrows, he was concerned about the result of hitting the target. So, a literalist application of this verse that is not that we should not, is incorrect from the context of the common sense as well as the context of the original student of the Bhagavad Gita, that is Arjuna. So the point is that ma karmani vadhikaraste ma faleshu kadachana, do not be attached to the results. What does this mean? This means that Arjuna, you be attached to something more than the results. So when we work for the results alone, then if the results don't come, we become dejected. And if the results come, we become elated. Either way, we may end up neglecting the path of growth. How? Because if we become dejected because of not getting the result, we stop striving. And if we become elated, we also become so consumed with our own thoughts of greatness that we may not strive anymore. So, Krishna later on will tell Arjuna in the 8th chapter that Ma Manusmara Yudhyacha Mai Arpita Mano Buddhi Ma Mevishyasya Samshayha Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu. Therefore, at all times, remember me and fight. And this way, with your intelligence in mind, Mai Arpita Mano Buddhi, when you offer it to me, Ma Mevishyasya Samshayha, you will certainly come to me, Arjuna. So, the point of the verse is that we should fix the mind on Krishna, we should become attached to Krishna. So this verse comes in the second chapter where the context is Karma Yoga. In Karma Yoga, one may not know about Krishna initially, but still one understands that there is a higher spiritual dimension to one's life. And one tries to cultivate awareness of that spiritual dimension. So by working in a mood of detachment, that doesn't mean one is not concerned about the results, but one is not consumed by the results. Then one works for the purpose of doing the work in a dutiful, detached way for cultivating knowledge. Just like students who study only for getting marks, they will not really study very deeply. They will only think, okay, what will come in the exam? What will come in the exam? And they may get the results, but they will not get by cramming and regurgitating the facts and formulas. They may get the marks, but they will not get the deep understanding of the subject. Nor will they get the developed intelligence, which comes by systematic study, diligent study. So for that, they need to be moving. For to develop that, they need to move from they shouldn't be consumed just by the result of the marks, but they should be concerned about something higher, that is the getting an educated intelligence. And now when Krishna says ma phaleshu kadachana, he's referring to material fruits. So cultivation of the development of spiritual knowledge that happens by working in a detached way, that will not happen if one is consumed by thoughts of the results. When we work with a detachment, in the sense that we're not consumed by the results, then we can see that actually I am the doer, but yet I am not the complete doer. There are many factors apart from me which also determine the result. And in that way, we become aware of a higher reality, we become aware of God. And further, in the process of bhakti, one works for Krishna's pleasure. So remembering Krishna, offering the fruits of the work to Krishna. And when we understand that Krishna is concerned not just about the results, but our efforts, then that has a liberating effect. Because that frees our mental energy from obsession with the result and from the anxiety over the result to focus on Krishna and offering our best to Krishna. And thus actually, a devotee is concerned about the result, but is concerned not for the result for one's own sake, but a devotee is concerned about Krishna and about offering the result to Krishna. And if by Krishna's plan, after doing our effort, somehow the result doesn't come out, a devotee understands that still I offered my endeavor to Krishna and I connected myself with Krishna. And that in and of itself is the greatest fruit that we can get from whatever work we do. So as devotees, we are not meant to be responsible when Krishna says, don't be attached to the fruits of the work. We should cultivate attachment to something far bigger than the fruits of the work. That is Krishna himself. And in that way, not only will we not become irresponsible or negligent while doing the work, but rather we will be able to do the work better than what we would have been able to do if our consciousness was consumed by and agitated by anxiety about the result. Thank you. Hare Krishna.